Discuss your feelings after tonight's 2-2 draw, Warren.
I'm gutted, to be honest. Did not see it coming, but enough chances there tonight to win two games. But get done with a sucker punch, and that's a disappointing thing. I said to the players at half-time, you know, that's probably one of the best Slimfield performances this season. We're aggressive, we closed them down, and to be honest, you know, they didn't know what hit them. And in the second half, obviously, you can't sustain that energy levels for 90 minutes. But I knew they'd come, you know, a little bit, but we still had enough. You know, I mean, Ross Clark, some fantastic. You know, thought we needed to be a wee bit more clinical, you know, decision-making when we got up there. And then we got done by a long ball. And then the second one was, you know, more or less the same out wide, 4 minutes to go. It's managing the game. And, you know, we didn't do that tonight. And that's a disappointing thing. But, listen, you know, I've got to take the positives from it. You know, the way we played against the league champions. You know, as I said, the first half especially, you know, we've got to sit down, watch the DVD and take it from there.
Psychologically, it would have been great to get that win against this team, wouldn't it, tonight?
I don't buy into all that there that we haven't beat that. I couldn't. Football's football. I don't care if it's Warren Point on Saturday to Cliftonville on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Football's football. You beat who's out there. I'm not one of them psychological, you know what I mean? It's a game of football for 90 minutes. You know, 11 against 11. And at the end of the day, you know, we showed in the first half especially that what we had. And unfortunately, you know, we couldn't see the game out.
There's been a few times this season when we were 2-0, 2-1 and didn't just cross the line. You know, it's something we've got to work on then, isn't it?
It's a mentality thing, I think, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. You see, we've enough quality there. And yep, you know what I mean, we get ourselves in good positions and seeing it through, and unfortunately we didn't do that. But look, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. There's 10 games to go, 30 points. We're still in a fantastic position. 3 points off the lead, 4 points ahead of third place. You know, going into the last 10 games, still all them's to play for. To play against, hopefully in the split. Listen, I'm not going to, you know, we'll pick ourselves up and we'll go again.
Dungannon on Saturday, another tough match, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be. They're all tough. I said that there, no matter who you're playing, they're all tough. You know, at the end of the day, it's, as I said, no one's going to make it easy, but, you know, as I say, we just got to pick the boys up and go again.
Loads of positives in that first half, isn't it? 1-11 first half, we were outstanding tonight, weren't we?
Yeah, we were, but even in the second half, yes, they came into it, but we still thought we had enough chances. And, you know what I mean, we just didn't take them, but as I say, it's one of those things. Yes, there's a lot of positives that we've got to sit down and watch a DVD, but, you know, obviously we've got to talk over the goals and the mistakes. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, we'll get it put to bed as soon as possible.
And even right at the death, Andy Waterworth nearly had a chance with the last kick of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to blame Andy, you know what I mean? He's been fantastic for me, and at the end of the day, you know, he's got to be there to score them. And as I say, it's, you know, he's missed it, but he's not one of them that, you know, I'm not going to, we're all strikers, you know, miss chances. And as I said, you know, look, don't get down, boys. I'm not one of them who gets negative, you know what I mean? We keep going, and that's all we've got to do.
Mark Hockey was out tonight. Any news on the injury front there?
Nah, as I say, it's still being assessed. We'll send him for a scan, see about how bad it is.
Hard luck tonight, Warren. Feels like a defeat, even though it was a draw, doesn't it?
Look, you know, at the end of the day, it's what I said. You know, before, every game you go into, worst scenario, you get a point. Yes, and I was gutted because, you know what I mean, you know, we threw the other 2 points away. But, you know, you start with a point, worst scenario is you end with a point. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've done that. It's a point gained. Look at it like that there. But, you know, we've got a big one Saturday night. We've got to go and win.
And plenty more twists in the season ahead, judging by the way this season has gone.
There's got to be loads of twists left, you know what I mean? As I said, you don't rule Cliftonville out either. And I mean that because, you know, they're going to have a big say. I know Tommy says that, you know, they might be a bit far behind, but look, I don't buy into all that. You know, they'll have a big say still.
And they showed second half what a good team they are, didn't they?
They did, but, you know, I'm looking at from our point. You know, I thought we give them the goals. Two mistakes from our point of view, and I mean that. You know, I don't think Ross had another shot to save until the last minute. And he picked the ball out of the net twice. And as I say, that's the gutted thing for me, you know. And it's just managing the game.
Well, let's get them lifted and let's go again on Saturday.
Thank you.